Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. Hi, everybody. You may have heard that a little over a week ago, on February 25th, extremist groups had called for a national day of hate, encouraging anti-Semitic acts of harassment and violence. Instead, it was a day of unity and defiance for Jewish Americans and many other marginalized groups who stood in solidarity with them. While I'm reluctant to even mention this on what I hope is a positive and uplifting podcast, today's episode actually deals with this issue and a teen who is motivated to do something about it. High school senior Ben M. from New York has created an organization called Teens Building Bridges, which seeks to unite teens across cultural boundaries and prepare them for interfaith involvement in college. I loved speaking to Ben about his plans to train other teen leaders to promote collaboration and understanding. What unites us is so much stronger than what divides us. So welcome back, everybody. I am excited to introduce you to Ben today. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for being with me today. So why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us all about where you live, where you go to school, how old you are, all those things, and then tell us about your project.
All right. So my name is Ben Masafi. I'm a senior at Blindbrook High School. It's in Westchester in Rybrook, New York. I'm a senior. Next year, I'm attending University of Pennsylvania. I'm studying international relations and economics in College of Arts and Sciences. I live with my parents and my two brothers, my two younger brothers, and my project's called Teens Building Bridges. And I started it a few months ago. Haven't really gotten it completely up and running yet, but I'm planning on doing that. In the meantime, I just want to continue to begin planning things. But my big inspiration was really the uptick in anti-Semitism that I noticed around my area. And that really inspired me to try and find some sort of internship or a job where I could kind of contribute to helping the Jewish community. And it kind of brought me to a route that I didn't really expect. I ended up interning at Civic Spirit, which is a nonprofit in the city that focuses a lot on teaching about American democracy, civic bridge building. And it really brought me into this specific space that I didn't really know much about, but I was able to interview a lot of people, learn a lot about the space. And I really understood that it was important for teenagers to understand about different cultures. I thought that in my community, which is predominantly white, a lot of people don't really understand and they didn't really know much about other cultures. And I began to speak to different people and I realized that the best way to go was start this project. I'm planning on not only teaching teens about the uptick in different forms of hate, specifically anti-Semitism, since that's where I'm most of my expertise lies, but then also to try and connect teens to diverse communities that they don't really have access to in their own communities because they either live far, they're disconnected, or there's just not many people of those cultures in those areas. So I have different things I want to try and experiment, but that's pretty much my goal and my inspiration.
That's awesome. So what are your thoughts on how this would actually go? So when you say teaching kids on these topics, would this be an after school endeavor? Would you try and get into the schools and teach younger kids? Like, what are your thoughts on it? And again, I appreciate that it's brand new. You're sort of just figuring it out. But tell us what your sort of vision on this is.
So my big thing was I was able to speak to a few representatives of State Senator Sepulveda's office, who's a state senator in the Bronx. And really what he was telling me was how he works with some offices in the Bronx of a lot of children's centers of children who have parents that are in prison. And really what that gives us access to is to basically create a program where I can have kids in my community be able to speak to these people, basically learn about their culture, learn about their upbringing, and really understand what's going on with them. And maybe I do a lot of other community service as well, maybe inspire them to create their own community service projects to help these people to make sure that they really understand their culture. And I think that it really it really narrows the gap and narrows the divide of understanding. And I think that through working with him so far, it was really touching and really crazy to see that these offices really need our help. And we're just so disconnected and we don't really understand what's going on in some of these communities.
Right. What are your other thoughts on how this might work kind of longer term? Do you think that there would be opportunities to do things virtually? You want to do things in person? Like what are the ways that you hope to connect teens?
So I think it can be in many different forms. So I was thinking about in that specific project to do something that could be virtual, but then also maybe we can do some in-person events, but also a more permanent solution that I was thinking was more about the combating hate route and anti-Semitism route. So actually one of the first events I did was I hosted in my community with my synagogue, I hosted an event with about 35 to 40 people showed up. And we really, it was just discussing anti-Semitism on college campuses. We had a specific event for teens. We were basically teaching them about what was going on the campuses, what they could look for, how they can help other Jewish students. And I was thinking about how it was such a great thing to do because I was getting and reaching all these people that would have never heard the message. If I didn't personally reach out to them, I would have never gotten them to come. They would have never learned about all these things. And I was just able to see how many people were really touched by this. And all of a sudden now in their college process, they're considering it. They're telling their child, oh, well, when you go off to college, make sure that you kind of look out for all these things. And what I was thinking was, I was obviously able to make connections in my own community. I was obviously able to get speakers, but for a 40-person event, for a 2-month long process to get speakers because they were on such long wait lists, is just not sophisticated enough.
Right.
So what I was thinking, and especially to make it more teen oriented, is to, and I started doing this a few weeks ago, was to really get trained in this type of teaching, have teens take these different courses about combating hate, the history of hate, anti-Semitism. So that's what I started doing. And my goal with that is to try and find a few other people who maybe live in different towns. They could still live in the New York area, but to live at least in different towns, so they can reach different communities. And we all together can learn about this stuff, take these courses. So then we become qualified to speak to all these communities. Right? And what I'm thinking is it multiplies and increases the process exponentially. Like we don't need the top speaker, the top whatever, but as long as the message is being pushed and it's spread fast, that's what I was thinking.
That's exactly right. Well, I love that approach, which is instead of having one person that everyone has to come and listen to, you can train multiple people who then go out into different communities. And, you know, this is sort of interesting. You're a high school senior, you're going off to college next year. You get a bunch of high school seniors to have this training and to be really confident, to really know how to speak to these issues. And they go to college campuses all across the country. So you just created this network of really informed people who can make a real impact on their various campuses and in their different communities. That seems like the best way to really spread this message. And I really liked, you know, what you said at the very beginning in terms of trying to get different groups of teens together. So, you know, there's this issue of training teens to go out and teach and to really start these conversations, but it's so, so important. And maybe you can speak to this a little bit more, to try and get teens from very different backgrounds who maybe have different thoughts about these kind of controversial topics, right? These are tough things to talk about. And I think we've seen so much of that in popular culture, the stuff with Kanye and professional athletes and stuff. Like I think it's hard. And if you put people in a room together who may not necessarily share the same perspectives, you need to feel confident in your perspective and your ability to be respectful, right, of other people's thoughts. And I think the best way is for kids to be in conversation with each other. So I wonder if you thought about that, you know, how you might work towards, you know, gathering groups of people who may not have the same perspective. You know, Palestinian-Israeli conflict, you're going to find a lot of people with different opinions about those things. And that can get a little hairy, right?
And I know, like you were alluding to, one of the first big building blocks over the summer that I really discovered was the idea that, oh, well, the earlier you teach, the more people you can spread it. Because once you go on to these communities, and it's a little easier to do the work because you're in a smaller group, you have more direct access to some people. And there's just so much diversity on these campuses now. And I think that it's hard, but I think that as we continue to focus on the goal, we can go to different issues. We can go to not just anti-Semitism, but we can go to all forms of hate, all issues that divide communities. But then again, I think that it's just so important to have these conversations. I think any way where you can bring diversity together, anywhere where you can have people learn about the issues of other cultures, it's just, I think that people nowadays need to become more open-minded, become and make sure that they begin to learn about all these different cultures, because just, you're not really going to feel for other people. You're not really going to feel any sympathy for them. And obviously in such a divided country right now, it's difficult when so many people are only focusing and doing what's best for themselves and their beliefs.
Right. It's true. It's sympathy and it's empathy, right? It's this feeling of this compassion, putting yourself in the shoes of the other person. And, you know, that phrase, it's hard to hate up close, right? It's, you know, if you've been taught something at home or you have racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic people in your family talking all kinds of stuff at a Thanksgiving table, it is so hard. Those are abstractions, right? And you get onto a college campus or you get in a group where there are people who are representing various voices, diverse voices. It is really hard to hate that person who's sitting across from you. They are not an abstraction. And I think that that's, you know, as the name of the organization suggests, you know, that's building bridges or breaking down barriers. Well, Ben, I'm wishing you the best of luck, because boy, do we need everything that you're talking about. And I hope that what you do and the work that a lot of folks are doing to try and build bridges and break down walls can really help us all to become a little more united and a little less divided. Do you have any social media or anywhere that people can learn more or follow you?
So I don't have any social media handles right now, but I do have a website, teensbuildingbridges.org. I do have an application on there for the teenage community director, I believe it's called. That's the specific position where I was discussing before, where a teen would go out and teach their specific community. So for anyone who's listening, who's interested in that, who would love to public speak. And I think for me, like doing that event, it helped a lot. It made me a leader in my community. So if you really want to, I think, stand out, make yourself unique and be able to make an impact, I think if you're able to do this and sign up for this, that would be a great experience, not just for growing of my organization, but then also for you and really cherishing diversity and meeting new people.
Absolutely. Well, I'm for sure going to put that in the show notes. I think that's fantastic. I'm sure that you'll get people interested in doing that. That's awesome. Thank you so much for telling us your story. I loved hearing it, and I'm wishing you the best of luck in all things.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.